Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo, set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at oklahomacattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
Well, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur's had her boots on the ground speaking to Oklahoma beef producers around the state. Arthur said there's two main hurdles that beef industry professionals are facing right now.
One of those is medical marijuana, and I know there's lots of policy items here at OCA convention specific to that and a good task force that's been put together, and we're very aware of a lot of those challenges and trying to find some solutions for folks. The other, still lots to talk about the markets and packing and availability of processing, and we've had some good momentum here in the state. We anticipate about 19 more facilities will come online before the end of the year, which is very exciting. And we acknowledge that as far as head process per day, doesn't make a huge difference. But for those producers and those communities, it certainly does. So good momentum there, but still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Arthur says the task force is already at work.
We have had some updates, and the thing that I'm really excited about is they very much identified very specific issues so that then there can be some guidance given certainly to us at state agencies, but also discussions with legislators about do we need to change statute? Do there need to be different rules? Is it truly just an enforcement issue? So they've collected all of that information to put together so that hopefully we can all work towards solutions. That's really what we want to do, and I think enforcement is a big piece of that, but then also collaboration across state agencies, and I feel like we've got some good momentum working that direction.
In addition to those new beef processing facilities, a mobile beef processing unit has been out traveling around the state giving kids a firsthand look into what a workday looks like for a beef processing plant worker.
And that's something we're so appreciative of, the partnership with Career Tech and all of our staff at the Oklahoma Department of Ag. And when we hear about these meat processing facilities coming online, the number one issue they have is labor. And we know that's not just in meat processing, it's in ag, it's really across the board right now. But that skill set that those students need to go into that area is incredibly important. So this trailer is traveling around, was it FAPC at Oklahoma State? Yeah. And so that's the same equipment that these students would find in any of these facilities. So they get that hands-on training. They're ready to go to work when they get to these facilities, but the facilities can also utilize it for training on a specific piece of equipment and not have to stop their processing, day-to-day processing. So it's a great tool as well.
As far as some things that the secretary is looking forward to, Arthur says she's looking forward to rain, of course, value-added processing pieces, and the new Oklahoma Craft Beer Trail coming this fall. To hear more of my conversation with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.